Good morning. It is 8:32. We're running a little bit behind, but that's okay. It is Friday, and there's nothing much that a Friday can't cure except for maybe the COVID-19. But right now it is time for our community connection, and it's brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And I have the distinct honor of speaking to her honor, the District Judge Linda Thomas. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
Well, I'm good. I am positive that I am negative, if you know what I mean. But boy, the world is changing a little bit. And first of all, let's get to know you a little bit. We'll get into how this virus is affecting the courts in just a little bit. First of all, tell us, how long have you been on the bench?
I have been on the bench since January of 2019, so just a little bit over a year. Mm-hmm. Even though I practiced in Bartlesville for practiced law in Bartlesville for about 25 years before I took the bench.
And the big difference between being an attorney and being a judge, besides the view.
Well, the law is the law, and it applies to all of us. But a judge, of course, looks at it from a different viewpoint than the attorney does. A judge is going to be fair and equitable to both sides, listen to both sides, and most of the time an attorney's going to advocate for his or her client to the best of their ability. So it's a different role, but it's all a necessary process in our judicial system.
How has practicing law for the time that you practiced really helped you as far as becoming a judge and dealing with the law from that perspective, from that seat?
Well, of course, practicing law for a period of time, you over time become a lot more familiar with the law, and as laws change, which they frequently do, you stay current on what the state of the law is at any given time. So that helps. After I took the bench in January of 2019, there were a lot of things that I needed to learn because my practice was in family law or in the domestic law area, so it took me a bit to get up to speed on the criminal law and some of the other things, but with the help of Judge Backlaw, Judge Sigler, Judge Franks, the other judges here in Washington County, and many of our really good attorneys, I've been able to get up to speed and feel like that we are going full force at this point.
What are the changes that you feel that you've brought to the bench or brought to the position that you represent in the district judge's position?
Well, I take a little bit of a different viewpoint than maybe judges who have either not ever been in private practice or have been on the bench for a very long time, because being fresh out of private practice, I can relate very well to some of the frustrations and difficulties that lawyers in the community have when they need reasonable access to the judge or to the process itself. And so I try to accommodate those attorneys, because I think by doing that, it basically serves the public, because of course the attorneys are serving their clients who are members of our community. So I try to be open, have kind of an open door policy, so that attorneys have access to the courts when they need access to the courts.
Mm-hmm. Now, being a district judge, this is an elected position, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that makes things a little bit different because, as I understand, judges really can't go out and electioneer, kind of like, maybe someone who is running for a different type of elective office. Is that correct?
Well, we have a lot of restrictions when it comes to what we can do and what we cannot do during a campaign, and we do have some tighter reins when it comes to campaigning. Certainly, we cannot ask for contributions. We can't take a political or social stance on any issue that may be before the public at the time that we're running for office. So what I've tried to do since I took office is concentrate on what is best for the judicial system and for the community that we serve. That includes just our general community, but also the community of people who need access to the courts and certainly to defendants who have been accused of committing crimes.
State Senator Julie Daniels often works with bills and things that pertain to court and judicial matters. Has she reached out to you for any input?
Senator Daniels often reaches out to not only myself but to Judge Backlaw as well when it comes to judicial issues that might be before the legislature. We also communicate with her when we have things that we want her to address or to be aware of so that she can take that back to the legislature, things that they do in Oklahoma City that are going to directly affect what we do here on the third floor of Washington County Courthouse.
We're talking with District Judge Linda Thomas. We've got this COVID-19 virus that's been affecting the way people conduct business and life. And sometimes life involves going to court over various matters, some criminal, some civil, and otherwise. How has the new state of emergency, for lack of a better word, how has that changed the way we conduct business at the courthouse?
Well, we no longer allow, and I say we, and when I say that, I don't necessarily mean the judiciary here, certainly not myself. I don't make that call. It's a call from the county commissioners as to who has access to the county courthouse. But several weeks ago, they closed the courthouse to the public to the extent that it was not necessary for the public to come and go into the courthouse. Now, that doesn't mean that nobody comes in here at all. That certainly means that it's limited access to people who can come and go. We still have to, the judges still have to hear emergencies. There's certain constitutional issues that we have to address with respect to certainly most importantly criminal cases, that those defendants have constitutional rights to certain things that we have to address. But we're doing that quite well because we've adjusted what we do. We do some telephone hearings when those are appropriate. We have video conferencing hearings that from those people that are in custody in the Washington County Jail. They appear by video conferencing. Now, that's nothing new since the state of emergency. We've done that for, even longer than I took the bench. Mm-hmm. We have done as much hearings by video conference at the jail so that we're not transporting, the sheriff's not transporting inmates over to the county courthouse, which is a security issue that we all are very well aware of and want to make sure that we protect, like I said, the community that comes into the courthouse. So we've done some hearings by FaceTime. The court clerk is taking filings electronically. So we've changed what we do, but we're still doing as much as we can to serve the public during this period of time so that they still have access to the courts in a reasonable manner, but everybody remains safe and healthy.
Now, this has no doubt affected jury trials.
Yes, it has definitely affected jury trials. In fact, we had the Nowata County jury term was set just during this period of time, and it's been completely canceled. And so did not have a spring jury term in Nowata County at all. Fortunately, the Washington County spring jury term had finished by the time the virus came to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and people were beginning to be affected by that. So it didn't affect the Washington County jury term, but it did the Nowata County. Now, I do have one special set jury trial that's coming up in mid-May, mm-hmm. and in an abundance of caution, we have moved that to the end of June, even though that particular jury trial didn't fall within this period of time that the Supreme Court has told us we can't hold jury trials. It fell immediately after that. So we've moved it out another 6 weeks just in an abundance of caution.
Sounds like a good plan. We're talking with District Judge Linda Thomas right here on Community Connection. It is 8:42. And some of the things that people get a little concerned about when it comes to court business, sometimes people don't play nice together when they're in closed spaces, and this would be a time like that. And folks who are supposed to stay away from other folks sometimes don't obey the request when it comes to orders of protection. Are those being handled differently, or how are they being handled?
Judge Vaclaw has handled the protective orders for a long period of time. He's conducting those by telephone now.
Mm-hmm.
There are several different mechanisms that allow him some freedom to issue orders by telephone. Those persons who believe they need a protective order can still contact the Ray of Hope or the Delaware Tribe, and he has worked out a system directly with those two advocacy centers so that people who need protective orders get them in a timely manner. And then those persons who are accused of being a perpetrator of some type, they get to have their day in court in a timely manner as well. So we're balancing that. He's balancing that quite well.
We're talking with District Judge Linda Thomas here on our Community Connection program on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 and at FM 93.3. Now, people often wonder about being selected for the jury. I've had to serve on two juries in two different states. And I imagine it runs rather similarly here once we get back to jury trials. How do we go about getting a jury pool, and how does one person get to be selected to be on a jury when we get back to normal?
Well, the jury summonses go out in advance. They look at the driver's license, where your driver's license is. So for those persons who say, let's take Washington County, for example, if you live in Washington County, you may get a jury summons to appear on a certain day. And normally we pick a pool of, I want to say, about 300 citizens out of the entire pool. It's just a random pick.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are summoned to come in. And at that time, we narrow that down by making sure that those people are actually residents of Washington County, and are they eligible to serve. Those persons that are over 70 years old can serve if they choose to, but if they don't want to, they don't have to, so they would be excused at their request. And then we put those people in different what we call jury pools, so that we have, say, an A, B, C, D panel. So, and then those panels are assigned to a certain week of jury term, so they know exactly when they're supposed to appear and the length of time that they'll be asked to serve, typically a week. Sometimes they'll go a little bit longer. Oftentimes they're shorter than a week. So we try to communicate with our jurors so they know in advance when they need to be present.
Mm-hmm. It is 8:46. We're with District Judge Linda Thomas. Is there anything you'd like to add? Is there anything I missed?
Well, you know, one thing that I'm particularly proud of, what we're doing here in Washington County, is Judge Vaclaw is the judge for drug court, and I'm the judge for mental health court.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that participate in mental health court and drug court are particularly vulnerable during these times of high stress.
Okay.
So it was important to both Judge Vaclaw and myself that we continue to conduct those hearings. He does them on a weekly basis. I do them every other week. But it was important to us to continue to conduct those hearings, touch base with the participants in our mental health court. And so he and I both are holding these hearings. This is a little unorthodox, but it's working very well, at Johnstone Park. I have a lot fewer participants in my mental health court than he does in drug court, so he handles his a little bit different, but we're making sure that they stay very far apart from one another. He's this time holding his kind of like a drive-by court. They stay in their car. They drive by, the drug court team addresses each individual participant, and it's working well. I actually had a mental health court hearing yesterday at Johnstone Park. The weather was pretty, and because of the limited number of people that I have, each person sat at a different table. Those tables are, I don't know, at least 10 feet apart, maybe more, and we were able to hold our hearing there at Johnstone Park. And like I said, it's important particularly for the participants in those two courts, to have that contact with not only our coordinators, but with the drug court or mental health court team on a regular basis. So that's working well for us.
I'm glad that you and Judge Macklaw were able to keep, the consistency going, because that's very, very important in those two realms.
It is, and it's important to all of us, but it's certainly important to those who have difficulty handling undue stress as well.
Mm. I want to thank you very much for spending time with us today, and I look forward to having you as a guest sometime down the road right here on Community Connection.
Judge, well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate your time.
All right. Judge Linda Thomas, thank you very, very much. Take care now.
You're welcome.